The Russian government and Chechen rebels have taken the first tentative steps toward negotiation after a two-year hiatus. An envoy of the Chechen president, Aslan Maskhadov, flew to Moscow yesterday for talks with Kremlin officials. The dynamics of the Chechen conflict have changed significantly in the wake of September 11th as both Russia and the rebel leadership adjust to new international realities. Eric Engelman reports from Moscow.
The Moscow talks were brief and held entirely behind closed doors. Chechen envoy Ahmed Zakayev flew in from Turkey, held a three-hour meeting at the Moscow airport, and flew out the same afternoon. It was a modest start, but meaningful. These were the first official talks between the two sides since Russia launched its second war in Chechnya in 1999. It all started with a speech President Putin gave on September 24th, less than 2 weeks after the World Trade Center attacks. In it, he issued a half-ultimatum, half-invitation to the Chechen rebels to begin talks.
In the course of the next 72 hours, present yourselves to federal authorities to discuss the following matters: the procedure for disarming illegal armed formations and groups, and the integration of them into civilian life in Chechnya.
The two sides did not meet the deadline set by Putin, but they did continue talking by phone, and their discussions culminated in yesterday's meeting in Moscow. The flurry of activity took many Russians by surprise. For 2 years, Putin had steadfastly refused to negotiate with Chechnya's separatist president, Aslan Maskhadov. But the calculus of war has changed. As President Putin emerges as a key ally in the U.S. war against terrorism, he's in a stronger position to shape a future peace settlement in Chechnya. Chechens, too, sense that change is in the air. Western criticism of Russia's military tactics and alleged human rights abuses in Chechnya has all but disappeared. And there's growing sympathy for Russia's claim that Chechen rebels receive funding and training from Islamic terrorist organizations like Al-Qaeda. Jabrail Gakayev is a historian and a leader of the Chechen diaspora in Moscow.
International public pressure has weakened. Today, Western countries are in fact giving Russia carte blanche, and the Chechen resistance, unfortunately, the majority of its members are on the list of international terrorists. But it's not true that they're terrorists.
The Russian government is underscoring Chechen links to terrorism with a high-profile court case now underway in southern Russia. Chechen warlord Salman Raduyev is on trial for leading a raid in Dagestan 6 years ago that left 78 people dead. He and his men took hundreds of people hostage at a hospital, then used some of them as human shields to escape back into Chechnya during a gun battle with Russian soldiers. Hundreds of witnesses are expected to testify, and Alexei Malashenko of Moscow's Carnegie Center says Raduyev's trial will make rebels look even worse in the eyes of the world.
When they will get a chance to see all his crimes, to listen about it one more time, I think it will have a very important psychological effect.
The events of September 11th and the subsequent war on terrorism have changed how the world looks at Chechnya and its fight for independence. Now Putin and the rebels are sizing each other up across the newly transformed international landscape, considering their next move. Eric Engelman for NPR News, Moscow.